And you're there now for old business.
In reference to old business. Again, in your packet, you found a report of the Planning and Zoning Commission based on their recommendation. And also, I did provide for a reminder that on September 20th of 2016, the council discussed change of zone number 1796 for change of zone from AR1 to MR, and this conditional use application 2046 for multifamily dwelling structures, post application of Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated. They are the same parcels. I did provide the text because the public hearings were held as one public hearing, and then we have to make separate motions. So since you've already made the motion on change of zone number 1796, we now need to consider conditional use 2046, the application of Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated. In that packet and report, the Planning and Zoning Commission did, in their motion, Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2046 for Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated for multifamily dwelling structures based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Sussex County Comprehensive Plan supports the development since the land is located in a developing area according to the plan. The development will be consistent with surrounding developments that include other multifamily uses. The development will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or communities. The development will be required to comply with all DLDOT requirements, including entrance improvements and improvements to the Washington Road and Old Landing Road intersection. The multifamily development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. The multifamily development will be served by central water. The proposed development at a density of approximately 5.7 units per acre is consistent with surrounding densities and is appropriate for this location. The proposed site plan will conserve about 21.2 acres of open space with the preservation of woodlands. All of this will be confirmed due to conditions of approval in the site plan process. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 202 units within the development. As proffered by the development, or the applicant, excuse me, this shall include a minimum of at least 60 single family units. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices to provide for positive groundwater recharge. D, all entrances and roadway improvements shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F, the final site plan shall comply or shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for design, location, and all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 20-foot forest and agriculture buffer shall be shown along the perimeter of the entire development. Final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer area. H, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. I, as proffered by the applicant, the developer shall construct the pool and community building no later than the issuance of the 75th residential building permit for the project. J, as proffered by the applicant, the interior street design shall comply or exceed Sussex County minimum standards and shall include sidewalks on at least one side of all streets in the development. K, construction site work, grading and deliveries of construction material, landscaping materials, and fill on offer to the property shall occur from Monday through Saturday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. and use Route 24 to get access to the site. L, the application shall consult and coordinate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish appropriate school bus stop locations. M, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with the recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. That's all.
Any
questions, Mr. Lang?
No.
No motion.
Well, last week, Mr. President, I made some suggestions. When's the appropriate time to discuss those?
We can discuss them right now, I would think.
We can discuss them before you would make any motion. I believe we'd read the short title again.
Okay, so, no, again, as I said last week, and I think Mr. Arlett wanted to think about it for a week or something. Number seven, the proposed development at a density of approximately 5.7 units per acre. I think that we ought to change that because the initial application was AR1, changed, which was 2 units to the acre. We upzoned it to MR, reflecting the changing of character of the area. And the MR district is a 4-unit to the acre district. And so I would like to change the wording that the proposed development at a density of 4 units per acre is consistent with the surrounding densities and is appropriate for this location. That'd be number one. And then in conjunction with that, if you change that, we need to change A under 9. There shall be no more than, and I believe it's 35 acres times 4, and I think about 140 units would be 35 times 4. That should be a change there, 140 units. Is there any other wording, Mr. Moore, that
Can I respond to reference number seven?
Please do, Mr. Lang.
Number seven relates to the application's intended 5.7 units per acre.
Mm-hmm.
That is consistent with the surrounding densities. I didn't know if you knew what those surrounding densities were.
There's a mix.
It is a mix.
It's a mix. That's what I say. I do know.
Do you have that in front of you, what they are?
I looked at the three projects that are adjacent.
Okay. Well, there's three projects adjacent, but I mean, in the general area, there's many more.
In general areas,
right,
majority of it's AR and MR.
MR and MR, right.
But there are some that's HR2.
Oh, I understand. No, I
right across the road from this.
I'm fully aware. I reviewing the record and listening to the tape and everything. No, I'm familiar with all that. No, I understand all that, and I don't.
I would ask that question. That's why I looked it up.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Right. No, I think we're all aware of that pretty much. So anyway, that would be my suggestion for a change.
Well, I think, Mr. President, I think you asked the question, you've got the answer, so perhaps you could just share one more time what the surrounding communities, what the density is.
The three projects adjacent are the Estates of Sea Chase. That is 4.12 units per acre. Okay. And it's a cluster-type housing in a single-family dwelling. It's not condos. It is condos, but it's not...
detached.
Multi-apartments. They're all detached.
Right, detached.
There's 45 units on 10.9 acres in that application. The immediately adjacent to that is Sea Chase, which is on high density. And it's 6.33 units per acre. And it's a multi-family type structure, mostly duplexes. And there's 69 units on 10.9 acres. And then there next to that, north of that, is Sterling Crossing, which also abuts this property. It's 5.95 units per acre, and there are duplexes. And there's 140 units on 23.5 acres.
Those are the ones that are immediately adjacent, but anybody familiar with the area knows, as you stated, it's a mix of AR subdivisions, MR subdivisions, HR. I mean, there's a whole gambit, which is very similar to things in Sussex County.
And a few RPCs.
And a few RPCs to consider also. No, my only reason is the current infrastructure issues that we see in that area, which is the traffic, the gridlock that's associated with all the traffic. And I associate increasing densities with increasing traffic. And so for us to ignore the fact that we have those serious issues in that immediate area, and we need to be, as the planners of this county, let the public know that we do understand that there's issues, and then we don't want to be part of the problem. We want to be part of the solution. So I think by not increasing over the MR district, which is all it, all the MR district calls for is 4 units the acre. The HR, they could have asked for an HR district with 5.7 units to the acre. Chose not to because this sounds better, and I think it's just a way to get the additional density. But MR district, 4 units to the acre, I think that it's appropriate and it's consistent.
Mr. Lang, wasn't there an HR application on this project before?
Originally, it was an HR application.
And what was the density they were asking for then?
I don't remember.
About the same?
About the same.
It's basically the same.
It was the same. So all we've done is we've tried to change a title and still get something that they didn't think they would get.
I can't recall if it came here. I believe it had come here at this level, and then they withdrew because there was concern that if for some reason they did not go through the application, there would be stuck with an HR, a high-density zone.
That's right.
So it was based on the discussions, they withdrew and then refiled as MR.
Well, you could have an HR RPC, right? Is there an HR?
They originally applied for HR RPC.
Right, which we could have put the conditions.
If they didn't develop the project, and 3 years later the condition or the RPC is void, they still have HR zone,
right,
which allows for 12 units per acre.
Right. Anyway, I understand all that. So anyway,
if not, I guess, Mr. Cole, you have a motion.
Well, is there a way that I'll let Mr. Moore?
Why don't I read the short title first and then make a motion?
Okay.
An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 35.45 acres more or less. For the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8 in your package with conditions 9A through N.
Now then, Mr. Cole.
Mr. Moore, would you give me some wording for changing number 7?
Yes.
Number 9A.
The number 7, you would change that to proposed development at a density of approximately 4 units per acre is consistent with surrounding densities and is appropriate for this location. Simply strike 5.7, put 4. Number 9, and I'm relying on your math, 9A, there should be no more than 140 units within the development. As proffered by the applicant, this shall include a minimum of at least 60 single-family units. So you would strike 202 and put the 140.
I'll make that motion that we amend the conditions and the reasons.
Question on the motion? Wait, you have a second somewhere?
A second.
Mrs. Deaver. Have any questions on the motion? Mr. Morris, are there at least one at a time?
Pardon? Yes. Why don't we do reason number seven first?
We'll vote first on the reason number 7, and that's changing it from 5.7 units to 4 units per acre. Any questions on that?
Mm-hmm.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I am going to, with Mr. Cole's comments, and I won't disagree, truth be told. I think it is the applicant has asked for a specific density, and of course the code says what it is as it relates to that density. However, I will share with you that, the public record says one thing, and we have a unanimous recommendation from our Planning and Zoning Commission, which I think should also be of consideration too, I think. And so for me, I would be somewhere perhaps leaning in the direction of a little bit less density, perhaps, as you have stated, based on the concerns there. However, again, I think we have a commission that has unanimously voted in favor of the 5.7 units. So I'm going to vote no, and perhaps maybe we can find a middle point somewhere.
Mr. Wilson.
Well, I'm going to vote for P and Z, and my answer is no.
Okay. I do think there should be less density. I'm not sure what the number is. But I think George has a, Councilman Coy has a valid point. They asked for one thing and they came back in and they want to make a condition to get more back. With the fact that we need to find something different. And I do understand, I do credit a lot of what PNZ recommends. So it was unanimous. That adds a little more weight to it. I'm going to vote no, but I want us to do something different than 5.7. That might be 4.1, I was going to be, but something different than that.
Right.
Now, do we need to, I guess the question is, and I'll ask Mr. Moore this, do we need to table this or defer this? Because the other thing doesn't make any sense if you don't make the change.
Right, but we did make a motion for both, but us voting on them separately,
okay.
I believe. So why don't we take the vote on the other one, which was the reason 9A, changing that to 140,
okay.
140 units.
Okay, but that's motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Okay, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on that? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes to change it.
Mr. Arlett.
It's not funny. Let me tell you something.
No, it's not.
The density
it's
issue
not.
Is not funny in this county, especially in a coastal area and in this area.
What I was referring to, my little giggle there is what if we actually voted yes to that in reference to a units, but of course we just voted no against on the density part.
Correct.
That was my giggle in reference to
whatever.
That.
Whatever.
So I concur with you, which is why I think there is a conversation to have another dialogue on this. So with that, and based on the previous vote, I will vote no.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote no also.
I also vote no. Now, Mr. Moore, we need to get this down. We can defer it again?
Yes, yes, you can. You can either vote on it since these motions were voted down. You could vote or you could defer for the purposes of coming up with
a
government.
Anyone care to make a motion to approve conditional use 2046?
And we're not talking about any amendment.
No, there's no change. It's just as it's read. Hearing none, and I'd make a motion to defer it.
Yes. Move for a motion to defer.
I'll second.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you, Mr. Lang. Next is grant request. Ms. Jennings.
Good afternoon.